Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, John, what do we got?
Well, you remember on Friday, my preview of the weekend, and I talked about their Carolina Panthers, Russell Okung, who is their, you know, stud left tackle, that he had a calf injury, didn't know if he was going to play. And I actually turned the game on about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes late. And the first thing I look for is their left tackle to see who it is, because I thought Everson Griffin, Romeo Okwara, Austin Bryant, which I know he didn't end up playing, that this was going to be an opportunity to attack a young, inexperienced, undrafted third-year player from Trent Scott, who was out of Grambling State University. And I was excited. I turned it on. I'm excited. And every once in a while, you miss things, all right? And it was shame on me that I missed the fact that on the other side, I thought that the Detroit Lions would be very successful in pass protection, that it wasn't going to be a inexperienced left tackle for Carolina, but a very experienced tackle for the Detroit Lions, a center in Frank Ragnow, who I have a lot of respect for. He is a terrific player, didn't play his best game, but this is an offensive line that I did not think would give up 5 sacks to a team that had only allowed 11 all season long, or had only gotten 11 all season long. But one of the things that I talked about, that young Trent Scott, the inexperienced left tackle for Carolina, was going to have to do, was change up his sets. And if Russell Okung was going to be in there, change up his sets, throw a change up pitch. And that's what I did not see at all from the Detroit Lions offensive line. They set back every time there was a pass play called. They have the exact same set, the exact same steps, the exact same punch, the exact same every time. And when you do that, you become predictable as an offensive lineman. Jonah Jackson, I would not expect him to be throwing changeup pitches. He's right now trying to figure out just how to put his pants on, how to put his shoulder pads on, helmet, to make sure everything looks good when he goes out there and hopefully play in between two really good football players, good enough to win ball games. When you struggle in pass protection, what you have to do is you got to throw the curveball. You got to throw the off-speed slider and make sure that that defensive end, who already has confidence, whether it's, Brian Burns, anybody else on the defense, once they get confidence, it's really hard to stop a pass rusher. So you've got to throw the changeup. You jump them and you try and catch them off guard. Every once in a while you set back and you fake your punch. You do something to throw off their sense of confidence and their rhythm. And I just never saw that from the Detroit Lions offensive line. And it came home to roost on Sunday by not being able to protect Matt Stafford. On the other side, and I mentioned this earlier, P.J. Walker, inexperienced, not seeing NFL defenses, not seeing much in regards to what it means to be an NFL quarterback. And all the way up until this week, I had talked about Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, all of the experienced quarterbacks that have been able to pick apart a defense that has not changed coverages. Yeah, maybe once in a while they'll go from man to zone, but there's no zone blitzes. You heard Matt Stafford on the lead in. Like, they never did anything to get Carolina out of those zone blitzes. Well, Detroit didn't do anything to put pressure or confuse a young quarterback. That to me amazes me. Now I want to take that thought, that same line of thinking, to Michigan and Rutgers. Now, Greg Schiano, Stoney, Greg Schiano is what type of coach? He's where is his base of learning?
Defense.
And when you line up as a Michigan offense, no matter who's at quarterback, you're going to have an inexperienced Joe Milton. You will have an inexperienced Cade McNamara. No matter who is in, it starts at the quarterback position, no matter how many times they change it, you're going to have a young quarterback. And so what does Greg Schiano do? He brings corner blitzes. He runs games up front, and it's exacerbated by the fact that you've got a brand new center in Zach Carpenter. You've got guys playing out. You've got a true freshman in Zach Zinter. You have a young left tackle. A whole new offensive line. So you run games. You run stunts. You do things to confuse the quarterback. And Joe Milton has struggled at recognizing blitzes, understanding where the extra man is coming from. And this is where I think Cade McNamara excels. Does Cade McNamara have the strongest arm? No. Is he fleet of foot? I wouldn't say he's slow, but he's not the most athletic quarterback you've ever seen. What he is, he processes things quickly from the quarterback position, knowing that he has an inexperienced offensive line. When he gets in there, he communicates with that offensive line to make sure that he knows who it is they're picking up in the blitz. You've got five offensive linemen. They can block four down linemen. They can block one linebacker, and you've got a running back, maybe a tight end, making sure they're all on the same page. In his pass to Cornelius Johnson, the long touchdown pass, the reason it was successful, and I'm just going to dissect this one play, at the snap, before the snap of the ball, you could see that he motions and says something to Zach Charbonnet, who is on his right side. Zach Charbonnet, at the snap of the ball, aborts any play fakes, aborts any ball fakes, and comes around Cade McNamara to pick up the blitzing linebacker coming off the left side. Stuns him. Actually, it's a corner. Stuns him, which is a very hard thing to do as a running back because that corner has a 15-yard head start,
right,
coming downhill, head of steam, does a great job of picking up the blitz. And Cade McNamara sees it, knows that he's got one-on-one coverage with Cornelius Johnson, knows that as soon as that corner that is covering him stops his feet, all I have to do, and this is where he excels as a quarterback right now, one is recognizing where the blitz is coming from, getting it picked up, but putting some loft under the ball and allowing your receiver to run underneath it. It was a catchable ball, not because it had touch, not because it was a beautiful spiral, but because there was no one around him, and we've seen this with Joe Milton, and this is something Joe Milton's going to have to learn if he wants to be a quarterback at any level. You can't just sling the ball. You can't just throw it as far as you want and tell your receiver to run underneath it because these guys are only so fast. They can only run so far in a certain amount of time. Cade McNamara put some loft under the ball. Cornelius Johnson catches it, and now you have some confidence in your pass game. You have some – that was, to quote Josh Jackson, or Josh Gattis, speed and space. I knew you're going to love that.
Yeah.
I knew you'd love it. But that's the difference in philosophies between a Greg Schiano and a, whether it's Corey Underlin, Matt Patricia, whoever's calling defenses, of trying to confuse an inexperienced young quarterback and take advantage. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. It obviously didn't work for Rutgers when you have a quarterback that understands where things are coming from and how to get rid of the ball. But we never put pressure on P.J. Walker on Sunday to even test if he understood an NFL blitz. We never tested that knowledge. We never tested his ability to process and deliver.
I have a question, a technical question. Brian Burns played really, really well. I've never seen it as much. You obviously have, so this is maybe an ignorant question because they pointed it out. I've never seen in all my years playing, watching football, seen a defensive player whose signature move as a passer was to go low. And Decker could not get low enough or even get in the way of him. Is that something that happens all the time? Or, I mean, can I remember Lawrence Taylor and those guys, they just use brute force and speed. Yeah. I never saw somebody who was fast and also would just try to get under guys.
You know, there was one guy. It's funny you mentioned that because Michigan's defensive end, Taylor Upshaw, his dad, Reagan Upshaw, used to do that.
I didn't know it was his dad.
Yeah, and he would get low. And what it does as an offensive tackle is you try and pick out a landmark every time. Ideally, it's the numbers. And you throw your hands and you punch the numbers. Well, when Burns goes low like that, you don't have that target to hit. It becomes very small because now you're trying to hit the top of his shoulder pad, and chances are your hands are going to slide over the top. What you have to do is when he goes low like that, and the hard part about Brian Burns is he has great balance. A lot of times guys go low and they get off balance, and you can snatch what we call a snatch. You just you get your hands on them and you quick snatch them down. They go right into the ground, and it's a moot point at that point. You just jump on top and you have fun until they blow the whistle.
By the way, you just use your quota for the word snatch for the day.
Oh, no, I have not. Maybe on air. But yes, to your point, it is very hard to defend a pass rusher that can get low, take away a decent landmark for you to punch, and has great balance. That's what makes him a tough pass rush specialist.
All right. Thank you, sir. In the Trenches, powered by BetQL, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.